And we are back. We got Maddie fired up backstage. And this has been a week, right, in sports news, right? You've had Draymond just open hand, like roundhouse punching someone. News from Tommy Curran that Belichick is, you know, kind of, and this is all stuff we knew was likely to happen. And then Otani signing for $700 million, which is exactly 700 times more than what we are going to make this weekend. So, Maddie, nice. Alex, thoughts?
Is Draymond, who's his equal in another sport? Is it Marchand? Like, he's like on his own planet now. He is such an idiot.
It's kind of like Vontez Burfict.
Yeah, I guess that's a good comp. Like, and he owned it afterwards in the press conference. He's like, yeah, I meant to do that, but just not that bad. It's like, what's wrong with this dude? He's completely lost his mind.
I think at that point he saw this indefinite suspension coming, right? Yeah. He's got like all the signs of like meta world peace written all over him right now.
Is he on the Dennis Rodman plan where he's looking for time off so he can go to Vegas for like days on end and just run his podcast from there?
It's so weird because he's a smart dude. Like he is, you know, I've listened to his podcast. I've listened to a million interviews with him. He gets it. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's some of like, oh, he needs to fire up the team or, you know, like this is kind of the role he plays, or he wants to like do the extended rest period and get ready for the stretch run. So, you know, I don't know if it was premeditated or if he's trying to take out every single European basketball player.
Was that true? I saw that on Twitter. I didn't click into it. So somebody did the research. Like most of his like incidents have been with guys who are from another country.
Yes. I mean, kind of like Kevin Garnett used to go after the Europeans.
Okay, so he's just a big fan of America is what we can take away from this.
I mean, he's doing it for America. But
all right, we'll have to ask Bell what he thinks about this.
So anyway, we're getting back into it. Look, last week we were, what was it?
Hot.
Ross St. Brown away from like, if he had an 18-point game, we're looking at triple figures, maybe, you know, in the thousands. So we are hot. And it's just been escalating and escalating every single week. Alex, you let us off last week and take us there again.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to my mid range to low range. Let's find some value in here. I can't spend Tyreek Hill money every week, apparently, which is kind of bullshit, but
no budget for you.
I'm going for Rashee Rice this week, and I know that the gut reaction is they're playing the Patriots, and Patriots still have a good defense. But when you look at their fantasy points allowed, they're still very mid-range. They're 15th most allowed in the league, right? So they're right in the middle of the pack. Rashee's getting 10 targets a game, and he's found the end zone two out of the last three games. So he's clearly the number one receiver there, and I think that they've got a little grudge game coming up this week.
Weather's going to be great, like 50 degrees at Foxborough. So, like, conducive to chucking the ball around.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have to win every game from here on out for any shot at that bye. They're two games behind Baltimore now. So, every game is essentially must win for them because it does feel a lot like those Brady years where, like, that extra day, week off, one less shot at getting snipped by somebody in the playoffs. Like, you know, luckily this year, the teams that are at the bottom of the Eastern or the AFC are like just all junk. So it should be no problem for them. But
they're only one game ahead in the division. So that's the other thing. Like they might not win.
Oh, I walked right into that trap. Yeah. You got me. I'm sorry. I tried to get him and he had something for me. But no, they got to win. So they're going to throw the ball because you can't really run the ball.
And I think this is kind of like Mahomes. He's gotten, you know, rightfully, you know, torched on social media and throughout the media in its entirety this week for kind of whining. And I brought up the point with a friend as we were talking. I was like, there's, you know, Tom Brady, like 6-minute YouTube videos of him whining, complaining, et cetera. Peyton Manning, after they got torched in 2004 in the AFC playoffs, like, defensive holding rules changed because of Peyton Manning and Bill Polian. So, you know, like this is not unique to elite quarterbacks, right?
Wouldn't you be concerned if your elite quarterback didn't care when they lost? Like, wouldn't that be a red flag?
I mean, it's a mark of competitiveness.
Yeah.
So I think this might be like the Mahomes FU game to a degree.
I hope so.
That being said, you know, Belichick, he's not coaching for his job, but like, he's going to go by the same rules he always does. I think he's going to take away Kelsey.
Yep.
The thing about Rashee Rice, 2 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, 29 targets. So mm-hmm. we used to see 4 or 5 target games and think about playing him at 5,900, mm-hmm. 6,100. Now that he's getting 10, 9 targets a game, I think it's a no-brainer at 6,500.
Yep, agree. Well, solid points. Yep, another great pick.
Matty, you kind of drove the running back train for us. Where are we starting?
Yeah, we started off kind of talking about how this felt like a running back week, I think on like Monday or Tuesday, because of the Saturday slate takes away a lot of pretty solid options. So it's a shorter slate this week. And so we decided to just pay up at running back and then kind of fit pieces in elsewhere. McCaffrey, the Niners are kind of in the same boat in a little bit of a different way than the Chiefs, is in that they got to keep winning too for that bye. That bye is ultra important to these teams, like to get a week off. So, and we were worried about, I think AB had said, you know, what if CMC, or maybe it was you, Gibby, doesn't play the whole game. They've been blowing teams out for weeks and he's getting there because he's just so good. So we're paying the price. Also, you guys know I love to pay way up because most people will look at that and be like, oh, I can't build a lineup with paying, but like those ones tend to win these weeks. So we're plugging CMC in, just take the free points. Like, he literally scores 20 points every week. Like, who cares?
So against Arizona about 5 or 6 weeks ago, he had 45.2.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
And that was on 25 touches. So it's not like he's getting ball 40 times.
No, that offense is just, it can't be stopped. It's out of control right now.
It can't. And even last week, right? Like with 13 minutes to go in the first quarter, he was at like 8 points.
Yeah.
Without getting in the end zone. And
his first carry was like 80 yards.
So yeah, it's 18-point floor at this point. And that's if he doesn't get in the end zone. And it's not often he doesn't get in back-to-back weeks. So I think, you know, pencil him in for 25, pay the $10,500. You'll get it back when you win the million. So quarterback, we started and it's one of the few times we built the entire lineup around a quarterback. Or not the entire lineup, but that's the starting.
Started there. Yeah.
Was Stafford. And the Rams have found their formula. He's had 22 plus points each of the past 3 weeks. Washington gives up the most points to quarterbacks. They gave up 3 touchdowns to Mr. Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cuts.
So I'm curious, Alex, Matty chimed in. I know his feelings about DeVito. Alex, how are you feeling about Tommy D?
It's like watching a bad episode of the Jersey Shore every time he's on there. Seeing his agent from last week just broke my brain even further. Then I find out his cousin or cousin-in-law made 300 chicken cutlet sandwiches for everybody to tailgate with.
Uh-huh. Who's got that time? They make it those fresh. Cutlets are hard. They're time intensive. But, you know, paisans, Italians, they don't care. They'll make the cutlets. You got to make them right. They'll pound that meat down. And I mean, the kids, I was thinking last week, like, what's next year look like for him? He's not going to keep that job, obviously, but is he now going to get a backup? Like, is he going to stay there as a backup?
Quarterback for at least
so he buy himself years. Another year in the league, basically?
Yeah, at least. I mean, probably 3.
Wow, that's nuts. His whole life changes for like this little run that he's on. But I mean, he's not just like pop gunning. They're getting the ball. They're moving the ball around. Like, you know,
they are. I thought about it's playing a fun him. Story. You know, and Matty is an Italian American. I hope it's not offensive in any way.
They're
really tying into the DeVito background.
Why would that be offensive? Why do people get offended?
Well, they're kind of highlighting some stereotypes.
Yeah, but they exist for a reason.
Okay.
You know?
And just so you know, MP does speak for the entire population.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
Yeah.
If it's not me.
Well, I'm just, you know.
I'm always doing stuff with my hands, right? I might as well just start. Why not? No,
I was just about to call you Mario Lopez because I see you carrying a football around in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with today's.
It's the AC Slater of the Philly.
Yeah, I need a jacket. Yeah. No, how do we even get talking about DeVito? I'm not sure.
I was talking about Washington. They're playing Stafford. Yeah, and anyway, like multiple touchdowns to Geno, to a Prescott over the last 4 weeks. So Stafford is the quarterback. Bring him in. There's no sense in really looking elsewhere at quarterback. I think it's, you know, unless you really want to pay up and you have a strong feeling for Josh Allen, but you're paying an extra $1,800. And Dak is an extra $1,400. You're going to sacrifice elsewhere.
That game's going to shoot out, isn't it?
It is. Stack me.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. We're just not going to go there. But at that Dallas-Buffalo game, Buffalo kind of starting to feel like they're the team that everybody wrote off that's going to come out of nowhere and end up with like a 3 seed and make a run.
Well, if they lose this week, they're probably out. That's really? The thing. They've got Dallas, so they've got to win this week. So we had wide receiver Khalil Shakir, 5,200. This is just cheap. Hopefully he scores an 80-yard touchdown or a 50-yard touchdown. There's nothing else we can do with 5,200. There was Tutu Atwell as well, so no like pun intended there. But Shakir, the thing is, like, there are stretches of weeks where he's getting four targets versus like the one target he'll get. So it's either one or five, and you hope it's a 5 week and he catches a long one and makes an impact. And you mentioned too, Maddie, like, they're going to be doubling up Diggs quite a bit. And yeah, we talked about Davis here too, but he's a little pricier.
Is Diggs' brother still active, or is he hurt right now for Dallas?
I think he's still active. I haven't looked at the injury report.
Yeah. I know he's not their number one, but I think he might be playing. So that's fun. That's a fun there. Who's got that game? Is that Romo and Nance?
I think that's a Romo Nance game.
Oh man, Narrative Street. They're gonna love that. Romo's gonna fumble all around that thing.
Good well, and Romo is gonna go crazy for Josh Allen just to protect his like Dallas background.
What's Nance gonna? That's a hard task for Nance.
Oh
this
my
week.
Gosh, they shouldn't have the game.
They should not have the game, but they have to have the game. That's great. Yeah. That's must watch for sure.
Well, Al Michaels certainly won't have the game. They're like shooing off Al Michaels like there's no tomorrow here.
Yeah, he's not very good at his job.
Yeah, the thought is that he won't buy into the Taylor Swift narrative and they want him out.
Yep.
Well, look, we recently on the podcast had the drummer for the band, touring drummer for the band Muna, who opened for Taylor Swift, and we tagged Taylor. So she didn't tag back or you know, share our story. So, you know, I kind of get it with Al. You know, we're just looking for some reciprocity here.
That's all. But we don't need it. It just would be nice to see it, right, in the spirit of giving in the season
in. It's the holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take us through Puka Nacua, Maddie. You've been on him since the start of the season.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he literally, it's so funny how long these seasons are. His first 4 weeks were literally the best 4 weeks from a rookie receiver in the history of football since they started playing football. Now, obviously it's not sustainable. So I think people get locked on like, well, is he going to do this every week? Like, of course he's not. But like, that's really hard to do something that no one's ever done. And he's still making plays, and a ton of sharps are hammering his yards prop this week over like 80, 90, 100 yards. So, I mean, Kupp has been running most of his routes in the slot now. They're using him really as like Edelman later in his career type guy. He's like not his depth of target isn't very, very big. DeMarcus Robinson's been getting red zone looks, but Puka's been the guy with the yards every week. Even if he only has 4 or 5 catches, he's got like 70, 80 yards. So he breaks one, he gets a touchdown, he's going to pay off. The shine is a little bit off of him for some reason from the beginning of the year from people. So just to, you know, for stacking purposes, he's a little cheaper than Kupp too. It's a good play.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saving a couple $100, and that's been kind of our modus operandi for the full season is take the lower priced receiver when both are about equal. So
yep. Follow the money. Follow the money.
And then Rashad White, it's been excellent. So he's our other running back. We thought about Kyron Williams here, and we did look at receiver and say, like, this is kind of a mess. You know, we're taking two punts if we're trying to fit in both Kyron Williams and see Christian McCaffrey. But Rashad White is just – it's volume play, and they are consistently scoring 20-plus points. He's getting the ball out of the backfield. I know Godwin's banged up a little bit too. So, you know, I think they're going to score some points against Green Bay, and you can run against Green Bay. You can manage the clock a little bit there too. So I think Rashad White at 7,600 is probably like top 7 running backs available in fantasy this week. So I think he's a little bit underpriced.
Yep. Agree. Yeah. The volume. He hasn't scored less than, I think it's less than 16 points in the, or less than 12 points. And that was 1 week in the last 5 or 6 weeks. And it was, he ran for 100 yards that week. He just didn't score. So follow the volume.
He's That's like all. The good version of Zach Moss.
Yeah. 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 Good for him. That's huge news for him.
So tight end, we've got Chig. Mm-hmm. It's been like a year or so since we've met Chig.
Yeah, you're right. We were on Chig way early last year, and then we forgot about him. He's been getting looks, and he can break long ones. He broke one last week. If we're paying for a tight end, we want a guy who can actually get loose and break one. So Houston is really bad against tight ends. They don't have anybody that can cover those guys, especially an ultra-athletic one like him. So that's it.
And I feel like Houston against the NFC South, and I don't have any data on the top of my hands to or top of my head to back this
up. I hope you don't have any data on the top of your hands.
No, I don't want data on the top of my hands. But I feel like they're giving up more points to AFC South competition. Like, I feel like every single one of those games is somehow a little bit of a shootout. So let's grab a little bit there. I don't hate Hopkins if you've got room to jam him in. But I feel like that's going to not be a shootout, but like one of those sneaky, like 29 to 27 games.
Yeah. Concentrated too. There's not a lot of playmakers on those two teams right now. So it's all going to one or two places. Pick the right one. You could be, no one's going to own those guys.
Exactly. Flex, Jaden Reed, Maddie, tell me about Jaden Reed. Alex, any feelings as well?
I'm just going to say, because it looks like Watson is going towards not playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did not practice today. Coach said he's probably not going to practice tomorrow. So he's cooked. He's not going to, even if he somehow played, he's not going to have much of a role.
He's become a walking injury designation at this point. I don't think he's had no clean start this season.
Yep. And Reed's been getting more and more involved in the offense every week. Every single week he's had more touches, whether those be manufactured out of the backfield or just schemed open. He's explosive that way. So, and he's still a little too cheap. 6,000, 6,100. That's not too bad. You could fit a lot of guys in there.
And finally, defense. We're going with Houston. Even though I said this might be a little bit of a shootout, the points don't matter. It's the turnovers. Levis is going to be chucking the ball a little bit more than Tennessee would probably like. And he is prone to, you know, pitch something to Derrick Henry and at the 20 yard line and have Houston fall on the ball. Will Anderson's been getting after the quarterback the last 4 weeks. So I think he is in the top 10 in pressures and he can make things happen. And Stingley is, you know, 4 or 5 interceptions in the last 4 games. So they have playmakers and it's 3,900. That's all we need to say about defense.
Yeah, you're right. People miss that point. It's not about the points. The points don't matter. It's the takeaways. It's the turnovers. If you can get a defensive touchdown, bingo. You want some, there's a metric for this, havoc rate, teams that cause the most havoc. So turnovers, right? And Houston's top 10 in that metric. So they got some guys, they got some ball hawks. Why not?
So I'm going to summarize. We've got Matty Stafford, Christian McCaffrey, Rashad White, Rashee Rice, Puka Nacua, Khalil Shakir, Chig Okonkwo. That was close. Nice.
Well done.
Jaden Reed and Houston's defense. Alex, any parting shots here for you on the lineup?
No, not on the lineup. I'm just excited to re-enter society this weekend. I'm about 9 to 10 days post-COVID indoctrination. So feeling better and happy to see humans again.
Yeah, you got it out of the way. It's nice.
Yeah.
Well, back in time for the holidays, and that is a great segue into next week. You will get to vote on our holiday movie draft. So starting Monday, we will be posting. Please vote and leave your comments. Let us know. Alex and I went head-to-head. It will conclude on Thursday. Each day, a different round. So there are 8 movies to vote from. Check out some of our previous episodes. Maddie, it's been like, I feel like we're back in the old days. We're putting content out left and right.
We're finishing the year strong, just hammering people's eardrums with content, which is what they ask for. You know, they back channel us. Where's the content? We want more content. You're going to get it. You're going to get it now.
Well done, gentlemen, on our way to splitting $1 million.
I like that. I like that for us. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Good by job. You.
Bye. Good job.
Thank you.